Hello and welcome. This is Lori Mitchell, and you're listening to Speed Manifesting this week. Today, we'll be talking about manifesting in the world of commerce, because we do live in a commercial world, and that world is so all-encompassing around the globe that we can't escape it, and there's no reason to. We've got to this point in our development, in our consciousness, that we've created this, and we've created it so that we can explore it. Yes, we are spiritual beings, but we are also in a physical body. And I believe that the journey for us is to learn to balance the two. And so with free will, sometimes that goes haywire. Sometimes our strong pull to the physical world and our own closing off of the spiritual world causes issues and problems. And yet, they're perceived problems, but we are exploring who we are and what we want to create next. And the whole time, we are expanding our whole level of consciousness, collectively as well as individually. It all goes together. And so, I love living in a physical world. I absolutely love being here. And I love knowing that I'm also completely surrounded and ensconced in this spirituality that is so much greater than I could ever be as a physical being. So I am two beings in one, and I'm exploring both of them from each of the other's perspective. It's not a split personality, though. There's a way of being in the world and not being of it, but having it be that you're so connected with not only the laws of life, the spiritual laws of the universe, but the laws of humanity, the laws of the current laws of how we've set things up in our current development. And instead of making those wrong based on the money systems and the money beliefs that we've been handed down, we're better off to actually look at them and create a set of beliefs that serves us in the physical, commercial world, in the trading world, knowing that we are spiritual beings living in this world, and that the real principle behind it all is the circulation principle, the step 7 of speed manifesting. It's that starting circulation and knowing that everything is about giving it forward. Everything is about starting giving. But in the reality of life, if you don't receive, it looks like trading and it's not, but if you don't receive, then nobody can give. So it's actually set up still in the spiritual principle of circulation, which is give and receive. And sometimes the giving is connected to the receiving, as in you're doing a transaction with someone in the commercial world, and it looks like trading. But in your spirit, in being aligned to spirit, know that your power comes from you standing in giving and allowing others to give to you, which is receiving. And receiving largely gives everyone else the gift of giving to you. And it is a gift. Being allowed to give is a self-expression of our spirituality. And I am truly not interested in just being in the spiritual world, because I'm in the physical world and I absolutely love it. And it's so exhilarating to be here. You know, all the five senses that we get to use and the way we can explore the planet now because it's so open to us, and that we can interact with so many other human beings in all that relatedness and all the glory and the guts and everything about our relationships. Look, it's fantastic to be here. And that's why I'm here, because I want to be here. If I wanted to be spirit, I wouldn't be here. I am spirit in a physical world. And it's a dance that we have with ourselves. So know that. Know that that reality that's going on behind the physical reality, and stand into worlds knowing that you can still be spirit and be physical. Know that in your awareness you can make choices that serve and align with who you are and the truth of who you are and still be in the physical world. So when I'm talking about receiving and giving, I'm not talking about you know, this competitive world where you just basically you're this lost spiritual being in this competitive world, we don't need to do that to ourselves. The idea of trading in the commercial world is very structured, but you don't have to play that game. You can notice the game and still know who you are, and then you give as long as you choose to give and the receiving comes. And if you find that you're out of alignment with something that's commercial, that's trading, that somebody's trying to take before they give, and you can feel that energy, then you choose not to do that anymore. And seriously, you go to a job and you accept a paycheck for what you've already given, but the trading is it's part of the commercial world. But it doesn't, everything comes from spirit. Everything we do, everything comes from not us, and we actually ask for it. So the physical world, the trading world, looks at it from a different perspective. It's competition. It's watching what they're doing and, you know, making sure that you're better than them. Look, expanding who you are and being the best that you can be against yourself, the last version of yourself, that's the power for you. You know, the Olympic athletes are competing against each other in one sense, but they're also trying to get their personal best no matter what. That's what I would suggest for you in your own power of really the competitiveness is an expansion of who you are. Always, always be in expansion. Be a better version of yourself, whatever that is, whatever you're choosing that to be. So whatever you did last week, improve on it for yourself, but not against the person beside you, not because you can do better than them in a particular area. That is a waste of energy. It grounds your energy and you lose it, as opposed to expanding yourself, because otherwise you're just staying where you are and pushing someone else down, and there's no energy in that. There's no true power in that. The power of the commercial world is about that. Not in all companies. I've worked for fantastic companies, especially in the computer industry in the early days. You know, in the 80s, in order to make it happen in this completely new industry called the PC industry, you know, the computer industry, it was like you just had to make things work and get things done. And it wasn't about so much looking at the competition, because there wasn't much. So nobody was looking at it that way. We were all just trying to figure out how to get it done quickly. And we didn't have the typical elders in our industry. We didn't have the gray-haired board members in that industry. You know, they were all in Hawaiian shirts and shorts. And seriously, that was the company I worked for. The board meetings, they would come from California to Toronto, and they would sit around in their Hawaiian shirts and shorts. And we were just amazed, and we wore jeans, and it was like, you know, the successful companies now. The startups are all very much about how they can expand their business as opposed to what's going on with the competitor. And if anything, it's like being better in themselves compared against that competitor, but not attack. Never attack. It's a waste of energy. So for you personally, you know, you're doing your job thing and you're trading. But what you can do, if you really want to get more and more of your own power in life, in the commercial world, is you can sit down and do an exercise. And that exercise is to write out a mind map. You know, write out a big piece of paper. You can start out with the basics about what your skills are. And so the piece of paper, the mind map, is exploring and opening up your possibilities for your life in the trading world, in that commercial world, knowing who you are in spirit. And so what you really want to do is express yourself and expand. What your heart sings for is that self-expression, that creative part of you that wants to become more. And so this exercise is writing down, what is the value that you present to the world? Now, as soon as you start to think about that, if you have any sort of low self-esteem in any area of your life, it may be that there's a little voice that comes up to you and says, you know, oh, it's not much, or it's only this, or whatever it is. That those the areas of your life where your self-esteem comes up and tries to pull you back, if you have a low self-esteem, just park it. Park that voice on your shoulder so that you can do this exercise. You don't have to commit to changing anything out of it. It's just so that you have a bigger perspective on possibilities for you in your life in the commercial world. So what we're talking about here is how to earn more money, how to receive more of that flow of abundance into your life, which is the first point of manifesting for any of us. We can feel good about all this stuff, but it's pretty easy to feel good when you can go away and not deal with anything at all in the commercial world. When you get into the commercial world, the first thing you've got to take care of is manifesting money. And the way to start with that is looking at what is your value. What value can you give to the world, to the commercial world? So doing an exercise, starting to write out some of your skills, some of the things that you've done in your life, and don't, in this exercise, do not discount anything. So if you've had a part-time job selling pool chemicals at some point in your life, write that down, that you know how to do that, that you know a little bit about that. So it's not what are you an expert at, that you've missed the point if you go that high, okay? We need to broaden this and come back, okay? So just listen to me and make sure that you're opening it up. What are all the things that you love doing, that you can do, that you're skilled at doing, that people say you do well, that people come to you for advice for? It's not about whether or not somebody actually is paying for that right now. You know, if you love traveling the world, write that down. If you really love sitting with your friends and helping them with their relationships, write that down. If you're really great at drawing cartoons and doodling, write that down, okay? This is a map of your value to the world. And keep it as broad and as wide and as varied as possible. This is a really important exercise because in order for you to go to the next step, in order for you to expand in the commercial world, we trade value. That's what we do. In the physical world, we trade value. Yes, we know step 7 circulation is about circulation in giving and allowing receiving. We know that, and we trade value, okay? So live in both worlds, but in this exercise, what is your value to the world? You know, are you really great at arranging flowers? Are you really, really great at coaching people? You know, maybe you're a coach of a children's sports club, or maybe you've coached your own kids really well and they got it with regard to sports. And I'll just have an aside here to say, you're not here to teach your children, they're here to teach you. However, we're here to help our children learn about the physical world. But in spirit and in learning about anything to do with the right way of doing things, they're here to teach us about ourselves. But if you want to teach them about, you know, how the rules of sports work, perfect. That's the kind of coaching that you do with children. You never teach them. For instance, I don't teach my children any of the stuff that I do in the world for the most part because they already know it, and that's the beauty. Until they get into the belief systems and start going to sleep themselves, if they do, they already know this stuff. We don't have to teach them about manifesting. But they watch us, and they watch for any inconsistencies, and then they teach us. You know, my son used to say to me, when I would start complaining about something, he goes, "What are you manifesting, Mom?" And he was about 15 at the time. So, yes. So just as an aside, I needed to say that for you. So in this exercise for you to do your own value to the world, explore it. Explore it fully. Do you love doing craft work? Are you great at managing meetings or managing groups of people? Or, you know, did you used to go between, you know, one of your parents and one of your siblings and negotiate for everybody to have some peace? If you did that, explore that more and start looking at possibilities for you. Are you great at organizing? You know, organizing a household, organizing your office, you know, look at what's behind the value that you have. What skills are there? And start writing them down and then going further. And then as part of that exercise, start exploring what you really love out of all that stuff. So if you absolutely love, you know, the time that you had a part-time job serving ice cream cones because it was, you can start exploring this because you really loved the interaction with the kids and how delighted they were. And you really just absolutely loved that, and you got employee of the month for that part-time job or whatever. Like, look at what it is you really love about it. Explore that and then start to look at the rest of it. So the next step is look at the whole page once you finish it and start to look for the threads that are common. Start to look for where your passion lies in all of this. Start to look at if you had a lifestyle that was the ideal lifestyle for you, the absolute ideal, and it was now, and this page, some of this page, what's on it, represents the tapestry of that, what threads can you pull up that are similar that can start to lead you to that? So, for instance, if you live in lots of different countries and you really love lots of different cultures and you want to travel the world, it all fits in with having a lifestyle where you can become a consultant, let's say, for other cultures, for immigrants, for migration, for refugees, for anything like that thread. Have a think about it and just ponder on it once you write the value, okay? Now, the next stage of really manifesting in the commercial world is to take your value and multiply it in some way. Now, I know this is completely revolutionary for some people, but to some people it's quite obvious, but it's more like let's apply it. All right. So the idea of your value and your trading is when you trade your time for dollars, that's a job. And the moment you stop that time trade, your dollars stop. So to really manifest cleverly and using your full power in the commercial world, what you need to do is look at how to multiply your efforts and next multiply your time. So the first step about multiplying your efforts is really just turning what you do and what you love into some sort of a multiplier. So one way to do that is with setting up your own business and having other people, you teach them what you do well and you find the market for that. So basically as an entrepreneur or as a small business owner, you start a business and you have people work for you. Or you contract out people. So if you know how to clean and you want to go and get the contracts, you can negotiate the contracts, you find the workers, and you have a business instantly. You don't have to be there to clean each and every house, but you have facilitated that. You've now multiplied your efforts. All right, and that works in any sort of business. If you have figured out how to self-publish a book easily, then you could certainly write an e-book about that and then sell it on the internet. Now, yes, there's lots of things to learn about it, but believe me, this is so new for so many people, the internet and marketing on the internet, that there are lots of people who figured it out. You will too. You just have to apply yourself and go to it step by step and persist at learning it, because we're learning as we go. And so just figure out what you want to do and then find your expertise in that or your real value, and then continue down that road. Okay, and it is important to have an expertise in something. So find throughout this value what it is that you can become an expert at if you haven't already become an expert at something. It doesn't have to be an expert at something that's like celebrity status. It can just be what's your expertise, what's your value to the world, what areas are you operating in. And so the next level is multiplying your time, and that is once you write a book, once you record an audio, through all of time, the single effort is a possibility of producing results many, many times over. So think about it. Whenever you do something in your business, think about some way of recording it so that you can multiply it. So when you do something once, you write a paper, think about a way of doing that and then multiplying that same effort out over time. All right. And so there are ways in the commercial world to take your value, turn it into some sort of an expertise, multiply your efforts over people or over time and create more money. That's manifesting in the commercial world. And you do that out of, you know, the real intention for yourself. Now, all the ways of doing that will come to you, but you don't have to focus on the ways. You just focus on what is the lifestyle that you want at the end of all of this. You know, at your, when you, the result of your efforts, what is the lifestyle? And then bring that lifestyle into now, into your own imagination, and be really satisfied. Because here's how manifesting works. Manifesting works by knowing the outcome is a done deal. Having the order in the kitchen of the ideal lifestyle for you and then living into the circumstances of that. It's like coming back home. Your heart knows how you want to live and what you want to do. And you've been out in the wilderness somewhere. And all you're doing is coming home. You're not going to anywhere. You're not. We talk about success because we live in two worlds. We live in the spiritual world and we live in this physical, commercial world. And so often, you know, we talk about one or the other, but it's both. The duality of life is all around us. It's the proof that for me, that we need to balance and live in both, that we need to take the spiritual world, the universal world, the world of truth, the way things are always, no matter what, and we need to take that and blend it into the spiritual world, into the physical world, rather, that we were born into, that we've forgotten about, all those, you know, the way that we used to be able to do both. And so make sure that when you're going through this exercise that you are looking at ways of being happy each step of the way. Don't do something that you really do not like just because you think it'll make you money. That way is not the road to happiness. You start with happiness. You start with being really satisfied. The happiness I'm talking about is not like this exultant ecstasy always. It's like just a real joy, appreciation, and satisfaction with exactly where you are now. Knowing it's a done deal, knowing that you're expanding in the physical world as well as in the consciousness of who you are, and that's all great. There's no place to get to. You're coming home to what you've always wanted. You know, and whether that's to explore the planet, or whether that's to live in luxury, or whether that's to serve great multitudes of people with your wisdom, whatever that is, you're coming home to it. And the road there is long or short, depending on how much you want to realize you're out in the wilderness and all you have to do is just come home. Be it. Be it in your imagination. Be it in your emotion. Know it's a done deal. Know you're already there. It's your future, the heartfelt future that calls to you is already a done deal. It's already manifested in the non-physical. That's what desire is. Desire is the unmanifested dream. That's what desire is. And the counterpart in the physical world is the actual, what we call the manifestation. But it is actually the manifestation in the physical world. It's the being able to use our five senses to measure manifestation. Doesn't mean it's unmanifest. It's just unmanifest in the physical world. That is not the only reality. The reality that everything is formed from is the formless. It's the desire you have to start with. Desire, desire of the Father. It starts with the desire. It becomes manifest in the non-physical. And then when you align to it in the physical world, it drops into your life. It pops into your life. And I'm telling you, when it starts to drip through and drip through really, really quickly into the physical, sometimes we get really freaked out about the speed. You know, I'm involved in speed manifesting, and I've gone through that myself. I'm coaching other people. When this starts to work for you really, really fast, sometimes you go, I don't want to screw this up. This is really starting to happen for me. I better not screw it up. Or sometimes you say, slow it down. It's freaking me out. So And sometimes you just go, yeah, I am so ready for this. I have been so ready for my whole life for this, and I'm just ready. And I'll just take what comes, and I'll be fine. I'll be able to manage it. Believe me, the latter is the situation where you can stay in your own energy and be calm and know that it's not you that's doing it, that it's being delivered to you, and all you need to do is allow and receive it, and you'll get plenty of help by the very nature of how everything is set up, where the desire is the manifestation in the non-physical. You align with your own desire in your beliefs, and what happens is it just shows up in your life. And usually it comes through people, you know, and that's the way that the commercial world really helps us. The money comes from people. So here's the formula for wealth, for really manifesting huge amounts of wealth. Are you ready? You want to write it down? Here it is. If you want more money, all right, if you see that that's the outcome that you want in the physical world is more money, then what you need to do is deliver more value to more people. More money equals more value to more people. Now, in the spiritual world, what you want to be doing is flipping that around and starting with more value equals more people, and then you get more money. All right, so more value to more people equals more money. The outcome that you really want in the spiritual sense is you really want to give. And you want to receive, of course. That's part of the formula. All right, so seriously, it's that simple. And the truth is always simple. So when you see the truth, it'll be obvious to you because it's so simple. If there's a little voice that says, that's too simple, that's that little voice that's from the past that has not served you to get to another place, to get home, to your heart, to your true living, your desire. All right? So this is so exciting because you can now, with your value mapped out, you'll be able to start looking for new possibilities, start following what you really love doing and keeping the rest of the formula there. So your beliefs that come up that come from, you know, parents of depression age or grandparents of depression age that have taught you all your money beliefs, you need to understand that that generation's beliefs came from their circumstances, and it's not necessarily now. Yes, there are people who are having total changes in their whole financial expectations and the way things work. And so it's shifting you into, guess what? More freedom and more connection to relationship and the priorities of life in relationships and in who you're becoming. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all easy emotionally. But the challenge that you get emotionally to become more is about who you are and knowing who you are and connecting back to your own heart. You know, it's possible that you made a decision 20 years ago to take on a job that you then got good at, but it's not what you really wanted to do, and all of a sudden something happens to shake you up to go, wait a minute, how did I get here? I know that happens. No. When I was 40 years old, I literally had a moment in time where I was crawling under a desk, plugging and unplugging a printer in a very short, beautiful business suit and my high heels. And I thought, wait a minute, how did I get here? I don't understand this. I didn't sign up for this. You know, because I was a marketing consultant, and the way that the job was going and everything, I was helping people to upgrade their profit. And so what happened was, in that moment, I went, that's right, I took a job as a customer service rep in a computer company when I left college. That's how I got here. Okay, great. So I could then go through and acknowledge everything I'd learned in those 20 years in the computer industry, and I got to choose. And I was able to actually look at the job I was doing and decide to go out on my own and do my own business. And so for me, it was brilliant because I got to start to see more and more about choosing my life as opposed to defaulting to a particular job or a particular life. You know, so living in the commercial world is absolutely brilliant. And you can do it with joy and passion. And you can do a job. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can do it with a different perspective, and that is loving what you do. And you can do it with so much more value, giving value. And just think about those other things, about increasing your money manifesting by giving more value to more people. And figure out a way to do that. Know the outcome and you'll be given the way. It's really simple and it can be extremely fast, and that is so refreshing. This is Lori Mitchell. I hope you've enjoyed this audio today. Thank you for listening into Speed Manifesting. If you want to listen to the 7-day video course and watch it online, you can sign up at www.speedmanifesting.com. Abundant blessings. Have a great week.